Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Well, the Force is strong with The Last Jedi.
Lucas's empire of Star Wars returns to the screen for the 8th time, and security couldn't be tighter. And all the previews that I've been privy to are over the top. Now, I know those can be bought and purchased, but there's too much riding on this. This makes or breaks the franchise, in my opinion. I know it comes in at 2.5 hours in length, the longest Star Wars ever. We know this is Carrie Fisher's final movie. Unfortunately, she passed away during the filming. Rey is delving into the Jedi world, and her and Luke have plans, and I'm over the top excited about this.
Something inside me has always been there, and I need help.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now. Fulfill your destiny.
And also, the popular children's book about Ferdinand the Bull comes to the big screen.
Yes, starring none other than John Cena and Kate McKinnon. This animated film from Fox is the story of the giant bull with a big heart. And the bull is taken away because he's deemed dangerous. And, well, he'll do everything in his power to return to his family. And it's a cute film. We saw a lot of footage of this in Vegas. John Cena was on site. He does look a lot like a bull, and he's a great character to play.
When you look at me, you think big, you think scary, you think someone who can fight, but ow, I'm not a fighting bull. We have to get out of here. I am here to select the bull. I'm getting out of this place.
Good luck with that, amigo.
All right, let's move to the movie mill, and before we get to your premiere, you've got a couple of Christmas movies, including one that's been critically acclaimed, The Man Who Invented Christmas.
Yeah, true story. It tells of Charles Dickens and his efforts to create a Christmas Carol, to come up with the characters Ebenezer Scrooge and Tiny Tim. It really was well done. It stars Canada's own Christopher Plummer. Just a great film to get you in the mood if you're not there already. We need all the help we can get.
My lamp's gone out. I've run out of ideas.
It's about a miser, and on Christmas Eve, he meets some kind of supernatural guides.
Does it have a title?
Humbug, a Miser's Lament.
Christmas Ghost Story, Christmas Song.
Christmas Ballad, something like that.
Get the name right, and the character will appear. Scratch. Scrounger.
Come on. Scrooge.
And then you've got the Bad Moms celebrating their Christmas.
Yes, Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell are back, and the Super Bowl for mothers, and that would be called Christmas. They've got to juggle it all. Their mothers are coming to visit. Lots of mayhem, lots of fun. If you like the first one, you're going to love this one.
All right, now you're premiering a film called Last Flag Flying. It's got a great cast.
I'm really excited about this one. Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, and Lawrence Fishburne, three buddies that served together in Vietnam. It's now 30 years forward. Steve Carell's own son, a young Marine, has been killed in the Iraq War, and they're embarking on a new mission. They're taking the son's body and foregoing the burial in Arlington Cemetery and taking the casket up the East Coast to his hometown of New Hampshire. It's a lot of reflecting and coming to terms with the memories of war and the horrors of war. Just looks outstanding.
A year ago, we joined the Corps, and then 2 days ago, they told me that he'd been killed.
I'm taking Larry home.
With all due respect, sir, he deserves to lie at Arlington.
What you gonna do, strap the coffin to the roof of your car?
We could do that.
You guys ready for an adventure? Let's go.
And Golden Globe nominations came out this week. Lady Bird is on the list. You've got it.
Yeah, 4 Golden Globes, including Best Picture, Best Actress, follows the story of a teenage girl and her relationship with her mother and how she's just almost exactly like her mother. It follows her senior year in high school, including her first romance, the school play, her application to university. Just a powerful film. 99% rating on Rotten Tomato, probably the highest rated film, not just by critics, but by consumer as well.
All right, and why not give the gift of movies for Christmas?
Absolutely, always the right size, right shape. People love going to the movies. We've got a special on, buy $30 worth, get a coupon valued in $30, and can't go wrong there. We're open daily for your convenience.
Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm, and that's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll do it once more before Christmas next week.
Absolutely, good to be back, and see you at the movies.